Appreciate the song service. Appreciate everything that's been done thus far in the service. Been good to be here. Second Peter, the first chapter. I'm glad he didn't leave me like he found me either. God seen something in man that was worth saving. Reason being, he put something in man that was worth saving. I'm going to read, I don't know, I may read the entire chapter. Second Peter, first chapter. I may. Might be all we do. We're going to read some anyway. It's good to be here. Appreciate the privilege and opportunity. Appreciate you being here in the midst tonight. Second Peter, first chapter. We'll start with the first verse. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the first chapter of 2 Peter. Read just a little bit more maybe here in a minute, but I know that Peter stood and he was talking, as he said in this very first verse. He said, "To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." And they were some things that Peter left with this congregation of people that lets me know, and it let them know, brethren, that if they done certain things, they would not fall. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Now, I didn't write that. They were some things that we, as they, have to add. He said, add to your faith, didn't he? Add to your faith virtue. You've heard all this. It's not what I'm going to preach on, but these things the Lord has left with us. Not that we ought to live hereafter, my friend, a life in front of someone, but that we might live today in the front of someone by the same token that Peter had left with this congregation. Now, a lot of people think today that it's all the glory. I don't know where I'm headed. I ain't going to worry too much about it, just to be honest with you. And I cannot get off the fact, brethren, that all the glory of God is not after a while. Brethren, I don't need healing after a while. No, I don't. I don't need no preaching, brethren, after a while. We need it today. Brethren, these things have to be added today if you want to see any results out of them. Yes, sir. I don't know. He said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Brethren, He ain't called you to live for Him after a while. Woo! It's today. Brethren, if you'll ever be a witness, it'll be today, my friend. Yes, it will. Listen. Listen. I thought about Gene when he is talking. I probably know more about Gene than I should, but I know a lot about him. The good thing of it is, and I'll be quite frank with you, I was here when he was born again. I know, not because I was here, but not because I just saw it, but thank God I was here. Yes, sir. I can identify with Gene when he testifies. You know that? Yes, sir. As long as you live in this world, folks, you're going to contend with the things of this world, and you've got options and you've got choices today. Yes, you have. Now, I'm going to be quite frank with you. I like what I've saw coming down through the journey. I do. I like what I've been able to see. And brethren, it wasn't all me. Brethren, it come from other folks. Most of them dead today. But thank God it was a blessing to me. Yes, sir. You know what a lot of our forefathers knowed? They had the knowledge. You know what they knowed? They knowed how to live in this world. Yes, sir. They knowed what it was. Brethren, they knowed what it was to have a meeting, my friend. Yes, sir. These things revealed in us. Us. Brethren, that's to be revealed in you. If it's after a while, it don't do me any good. Did you hear that? I need help. Don't you? What's the song they just sang? He didn't what? He didn't leave us like He found us? Thank God He didn't. Thank God He didn't. There's things that Peter run across in this chapter that it really does me good to know that Peter had the knowledge. Old Dwight talked about Peter Sunday morning. Got on him. I hadn't thought no more about Peter, just to be honest with you. But I thought maybe a good bit about some of the things that Peter struggled with in his early years, and he did. But he said here in this 2 Peter, the first chapter, he began to tell the people what it took to live in this world and not fall. We talk about my friend falling and failing and everything else, and my friend, like it's expected. But it's not. It's not. He didn't get you up, thank God, for you to get back down tonight. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He told them to add these things. These things, if they had added these things, he said, and you'd give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said, if you'll do these things, ye shall never fall. I didn't write that. He ain't talking about after a while, folks. He's talking about right now. He said, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. He was trying to get them to see that their old things had passed away. And brethren, all things had become new. That's what Paul preached. Yes, sir. And Peter got on board. Yes, sir. Peter found out, and Peter said in one place, he said that Paul preached some things which was hard to be understood. But brethren, Peter got a hold of some things, brethren, that give him strength on his journey. He said, I want you to get a hold of these things. Is that not what he said? I want you to embrace them. Embrace them. You embrace something, my friend, you don't let it. You don't forget tomorrow that you got saved today. It don't work that way. No, sir. About like the man, my friend, that Paul preached long time, he is leaning, and he must have been leaning out more than he was in. Did he not? That's what he fell. He fell out. Brethren, you'll go in the direction that you're leaning tonight. Yes, you will. That's a message within itself. I'm going to read you something, if I can. I don't know tonight. I really don't. Peter said, I'm going to bring these things to your remembrance. Didn't he? Look. He wanted them to be established in the present truth. The present truth. The present truth. Not that anything had changed, but brethren, they had been believing a lot of things that was not true anymore. Not in this time. Those things come to an end. Old things. Paul talked about old things. He wasn't just talking about his life. He was talking about that old order of things. Brethren, that they done under the law come to a fullness, and it was completed. Yes, it was. Not. He... he cried out, Paul cried out in one place, and he said, how is it that you went back to the weak and the beggarly elements of the world? Those weak and beggarly elements of the world was that of the law and the commandments that they had kept that could not bring life. Peter talked about life, didn't he? He said, hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Given us. Folks, if we could just sit down and thank God, put together a list of what God's given you, you never would, my friend, get him paid back. You never will. He don't want you to pay him back, no way, but sometimes we feel like it. That pertain to life, he said, and godliness. He says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. These things that Peter was bringing out and letting them know about life and about where life come from. He said, I'm not going to be negligent, my friend, to let you know or to preach them to you. Listen, to put you always in remembrance of these things. He says, though you know them, he said, and be established in the present truth. The present truth. Now, he says, yea, I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. The truth of it is tonight that there's some things we ought to be put in remembrance of. And whether you'll believe it or not, my friend, that's what happens when the preacher preaches to you. He's just putting you in remembrance. He said, and be established in the present truth. Then he went on to talk about his tabernacle. He said, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. In other words, he knowed he is going to put down this man. But that wouldn't be the end of it. That wasn't going to be the end of it. Me and you not fighting all together the battles that our forefathers fought. Some things are never changed. From generation to generation, some things never change. And the truth of it is, man has never changed. He's still the man that he's always been. And you'll always have trouble with this outward man. Yes, you will. This outward man, this carnal man, you're going to always have problems with. You're going to have to contend with him till the day you put him down. Well, preacher, I can overcome him. I can too. But you're still contending with him. He still wants to rise up. He still wants to do things. He still wants his way. Yes, he does. No matter how much you put him down, he come right back. And he does. I'm not going to get around to anything that I thought I would, and that's okay. I'm going to come back maybe to this in just a minute. But I want you to realize tonight that of the world that we deal with is us and this world and this time. We may think a lot of times that we ought to have been born 50 years ago or 100 years ago or something like that, but the truth of it is you're in this world today. This world needs a witness today. They don't need a witness, my friend. When you're going to heaven, they need one while you're traveling in the midst of this world. They need one. They need help. They do. They need help. It ain't everybody, not everybody that you can help. No, it's not. A lot of folks won't let you. A lot of folks cut you off before you get started. A lot of folks think they ain't nothing to you. Do you know that? They don't think you got nothing. A lot of folks. Paul said some things. I'm going to read it to you. It's in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. It's pretty familiar scripture, but I'm going to read you just a little bit of it. He said, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you." Do you hear that? Shall quicken your mortal bodies. In which we know that word quicken means to bring alive. To be alive. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Folks, don't tell me you ain't got options and choices in this life. And I'm going to tell you something. Your greatest victory, brethren, will be in this life. Preacher, I don't like that, but I can't wait till we get over yonder. You ain't over yonder. You listen. Breath, you living today. People of this world needs to see the difference today. Brethren, not when you lie down this life and go to heaven. It's why you're living here, my friend. Mortify the deeds in this flesh. You'll have to do it while you're here. Yes, you will. You will not know victory till you mortify this man. You want to live? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Now, folks, I am not waiting to be adopted. I'm not waiting on the marriage supper. A lot of folks are. Brethren, but
I'm already a child of the King tonight. I can't help it. Where you don't get it or not, brethren, but that's what the book teaches. Did he not say, as far as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God? Brethren, when's it really going to matter that you are a son of God? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. You cannot call him Father without the Spirit. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've preached this, and I'll continue to preach this. I ain't got a clue, my friend, what the Lord done for you, except you tell me. Except you show me. You believe that? That's communication. Yes, it is. You don't have to tell me how much you love God. Brethren, your life's going to prove it. It is. There's a lot of folks, I know we're living in a different day. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I just don't play party to everything. Do you? I just don't do it. You can put signage all over your property, my friend, that you're a child of the King. It ain't going to mean beans unless you live it tonight. Yes, sir. I don't care how many badges you put on. I ain't going to say that. They you run me out of Chatsworth and everywhere else. There's some things just gets under my skin. Today. Listen. And if children, I didn't write this. You've heard me say that a lot, but I didn't write this. I didn't put this together. It's beyond me. But I'm going to tell you something. I love it. Woo! I mean, I love it. I really do. I like it. I like what it says. I like what it says to me. Don't you? Now, you may... No, I ain't going to say that either. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Semicolon there, by the way. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Glory. 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 Now, he says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Where'd that come from? the glory that shall be revealed in us. Peter got over there and tell him, he said, we was eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses of the glorious Father when he spake, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, I saw it. I saw it, he said, in that holy mount. Brethren, that's what Peter wanted them to get a hold of, that life had came. Brethren, death is past, and glory be to the Father. Listen, the glory that shall be revealed in us. I'm going to repeat something I said a while ago. Brethren, that ain't talking about after a while. We need to see, thank God, the evidence that Jesus lives in you. We need it. We need it from one another. I believe it'd be a sad place if I was the only one that ever saved. Do you know that? It would for you too. But I ain't got so much confidence in you that if you fall, I'm going to fall with you. I've had confidence in them that fail. In this world, I'm in great confidence. Some of them preachers, some of them pastors. Some of them deacons, some of them deacons' wives. I don't mind telling you, it's in all categories. But I'm going to tell you something. One rotten apple does not spoil the whole bunch. God help us. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Glory, hallelujah. He said, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Woo! Listen! He says, for we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Brethren, there's a few little words that makes all the difference in the world. And brethren, that words, them two words, until now. Brethren, what does that mean to you? Until now. Things was this way until now. Now, thank God, they're different. Peter called it the present truth. Yes, he did. You need to figure out what does the groaning, and you need to figure out what the creature is. Brethren, that creature, thank God, has been loosed tonight. I can prove it to you. I ain't got time. Last three verses I read unto you, my friend, has everybody waiting till this happens after a while. It does. It does. I can't help it. I can't help what I've got tonight. I've got it, and I'm just going to give you all can. All I'll be able to. You say, preacher, you need to get off some of these kicks. I'll tell you what, I would to God I had the strength to preach to you. You may think, well, preacher, it don't mean this nor that, but it does. Why in this world did he put these two words, my friend, until now? Brethren, we're under the present truth. And we're not under the old order of the curse. And you know what? About 99% of our people don't know it. Therefore, they can't bask in His glory. I ain't changed nothing. I ain't going to change nothing. I'm not going to take them words out of her. You get to reading these things, and yes, we all together, until we read them two words that says, until now. Bible says, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. Brethren, He sent Him into this world. The world did not recognize Him, and He still died for it. He done more than any other man. He said, until now. Draw the line. We lived this away until now. The old order of things carried on until now. That you might be established in the present truth. We're not under that, thank God, any longer tonight. Brethren, we're not travailing, and we're not in anguish, and we're not in pain, because He has sent victory. I'm not living over here. I'm living over here. Preacher, you have lost your mind. Not so. You take them two words out of that verse and it changes everything. It does. Gene said something about he wasn't a smart man, wasn't an educated man. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to be too smart to know, thank God, when Jesus is alive in your heart and in your life. And brethren, He's got something He wants you to know tonight. You just don't understand. I'm not. If it's left up to me, my friend, I keep my mouth shut. Keep me out of a lot of trouble. Yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. I did not write this. If you don't think Paul was trying to put them, brethren, in a better place than they is living, Brett, you've missed the mark tonight. Peter got to the same place. He wanted them to go forward. Ain't that what he said? He said, even after my decease, that you might In other words, carry these things on. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." I read this to you the other day, preached on it the other day. This is not any different. This is not any different than what I'm talking to you about tonight. You say, "Preacher, I'm lost as a goose. I don't understand where you are. I want you to know. I want you to get out of the backwoods. Get out of the old way, and thank God, live in the new way." And there is a new way. He brought it. Did he not? "Whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Every creature. Brethren, you need to figure out what the creature is. I read this to you. I preached it to you. We have no problem believing this, evidently. But we have a problem believing what I'm preaching to you tonight. You say, "Preacher, you need to get off of it." I can't get off of it. There's some things won't leave me alone. There's some things, my friend, that just gets a hold of me. And I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how to be. I prayed to God and I prayed to God. And I still pray to God. If I'm wrong, my friend, show me where I'm wrong. Not only that, I said, "Just shut me up. He can do it." You believe that? Yeah. I do. Yeah. "Preacher, I don't believe no such thing." Well, I do. Alfonso Cochran told me something one time. He said, they got talking. It was several years before something went on here at the church. They was out of a pastor, and hadn't been coming. Then there's a bunch started coming. When they was out of a pastor, and they elected him a pastor, elected him a man. Fonzo said they ain't. He said he wasn't a man. Said the church body knowed he wasn't a man. Said he come 3 weeks, 3 Sundays. Said he did not preach the first message. Said he'd get up in the pulpit and said he couldn't say a word, just shut down. Don't tell me. Don't tell me God can't do it. Brethren, if I'm preaching you a lie, my friend, I need to be stopped tonight. That's how serious I am about it. I ain't going to tell you what happened the last time I prayed on that. Well, I will too. I just about left here. Glory, hallelujah. Just about forgot who I was. Listen, this whole creation was groaning, travailing in pain. Brethren, they was under the curse. and they could not get out from under the curse. I'm going to read this to you and I'm going to hush. I ain't finished. I didn't even know I was going to the 8th chapter of Romans till I got here, just to be honest with you. There's a verse, one verse I was looking for. Listen. We ought to give God the glory, brethren, for the glory that He has revealed in us. The creation was groaning, travailing. You need to think, my friend, that when the Spirit come down in the day of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, that was the end of it. That was just the beginning. Brethren, the good news hadn't spread out everywhere. They was commissioned by Jesus Himself to preach the gospel, brethren, in all nations. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. What did He say? Ye shall be My witnesses. Thank God. Thank God. You ain't going to like what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it. He don't want a bunch of belly achers. He don't want a bunch of wannabes. He don't want them, thank God, that can't be. He wants a witness. Thank God, and He's given you all the tools to do it with. And the power to go with it. I ain't out of the book. He told them men, He said, when you be endued with power from on high, then shall ye be My witnesses. Thank God. He still needs them. That ain't all. Just bear with me. Listen, this, it ain't popular, what I'm preaching to you. I'm going to be honest with you, just as honest as I can be. I'm the same man I've always been, and I'll tell you tonight, do not take my word for it. Read that book. Read that book. Now I'm going to tell you something else. When you read that book, you can't be listening to Brother So-and-so in that left ear. Your pastor down there is going crazy. You know what you'll do after a while? You'll get to believing it. You'll do it. I'll preach it to you, and I will. When God gives it, I believe y'all know that. When God gives it, I'm going to give it to you. But brethren, you don't take it unless you read it and know it for yourself. I didn't write it. I didn't put it together. I don't know where you know or not, but I've been commissioned. Yes, sir. This is what the Bible says. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Do you hear that? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You hear that? To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And I'll say again, that's no natural prison. Nor is it natural brokenheartedness. You go on. I ain't got time to get it. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Did you hear that? Were they not in pain? Were they not travailing? It's what Romans said. The whole creation travaileth. They're in pain until now. Again, one more time. I didn't write it. It's in there. It's in yours too. You can read it. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Now, who is to be glorified? Him. Yes. Now, how is He going to be glorified? If me and you thank God as the body of Christ, if we don't glorify Him, there is no glory. He left us, did He not? I go away. Is that not what He said? I'm the light of the world, but I go away. He says, now ye are the light of the world. Folks, it ain't hard. Preacher, if He hadn't set at liberty the captive, me and you ain't got no hope. If He ain't set us free. What did that song say? He didn't leave me like He found me. Huh? He set me free. Did He not? I didn't write that song either. Glory, thanks be to God. I ain't got time. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'd like to finish the 8th chapter. There's a lot in it. There's a lot that I ain't got to. The thing you don't know, and the thing you don't realize maybe sometime, is that I may never come back to it. I may never get another opportunity. Most of you is about ready to go home. I know that, but I'm going to be honest with you. That don't stop what I've got. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. I'm glad I don't go on hooks. If you was ever around Oscar Land a lot, you'd see him preaching with his eyes closed. He never did look. He never did look at people. Huh? I don't much. I'll be honest with you. I don't much. Can I tell you, it's been good to be here. And it has. It's been good for us to meet together. Just like this. There is an expectation out of me and you. Always have been. Always will be. You'll never outgrow it. You'll never get so far in it, my friend, to what he don't want to be glorified. And He does. Peter and Paul didn't have a monopoly on this thing.
I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad some of them good old preachers that went on ahead of me, my friend, I'm glad that they didn't take all of it with them. I am. I'm glad they left some dripping.